The City of Fayetteville, in collaboration with the Arkansas Sierra Club and other stakeholders, is pledging to a 100% clean energy timeline. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the commitment is part of Fayetteville's comprehensive and ambitious energy action plan.
Glenn Hooks is director of the Arkansas Sierra Club, one of 63 chapters across the U.S. dedicated to the restoration and responsible use of Earth's ecosystems and resources.
A little more than a year ago, I approached Mayor Jordan of Fayetteville with a Sierra Club campaign that we're calling Ready for 100. We're encouraging cities across the country to make the commitment to move their city's power sources to 100% clean, renewable energy sources.
Hooks met with Fayetteville's Sustainability Division, which at the time was working to fulfill Resolution 4517, passed by City Council, which called for creation of a comprehensive energy action plan
that not only works on clean energy goals, but also works on transportation, works on waste, works on a lot of other things that are aimed at reducing the city's greenhouse gas emissions.
Greenhouse gas emissions caused by the burning of fossil fuels for electricity, heat, and transportation have been linked to climate change. To reduce emissions, Fayetteville had to first inventory the city's existing energy infrastructure and conduct a greenhouse gas inventory. Peter Nierengarten, sustainability director for the City of Fayetteville, says the inventory covered 2010 to 2016.
And what those numbers show is that we have seen an increase in total greenhouse gas emissions community-wide in Fayetteville. But as we've added population, we've actually gotten a little bit more efficient. So our per capita emissions, so our emissions per person, have actually gone down over that six-year period, which is good news.
With input from stakeholders and public forums, the city created a timeline to reduce CO2 emissions by 40% by 2030 community-wide, with an 80% reduction goal by 2050. The city itself aims to achieve a 100% clean energy goal by 2030. So what would a low-carbon emitting Fayetteville look like exactly?
That's a fun question to try and answer. I think, you know, some technologies in 2050 that'll be around, we haven't even dreamt of. The things that we do know that'll be part of our future are cleaner energy supply. So, you know, there'll have to be much less reliance on fossil fuels. So almost a complete elimination of coal and natural gas for production of electricity. We'll transition to wind power, to solar power, to biomass.
Nierengarten says the proposed Windcatcher Energy Connection, a massive wind farm under development in western Oklahoma by Southwestern Electric Power Company and Public Service Company of Oklahoma, scheduled for completion in 3 years, will help Fayetteville meet its clean power goal.
So it's the largest wind array project in the country, the second largest in the world, 2,000 megawatts of wind power, which is four times larger than the coal-fired power plant in Gentry, Arkansas, just in our back door. It'll be 800 wind turbines over two counties in the Oklahoma Panhandle. Included with that, I believe, is a 350-mile transmission line that'll bring the electricity from the project to an interconnection point just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then SWEPCO and their sister company PSO over in Oklahoma will distribute that wind power to their territory in Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
And Fayetteville residents who are SWEPCO customers will see reduced electrical bills as a consequence. Nierengarten says future smart electrical grid and smart utility apps for homes, businesses, and public facilities will also help reduce electrical consumption. Currently, he says, Fayetteville diverts 18% of solid waste from the local landfill, recycling plastics, paper, metals, and glass. Within a decade, that diversion percentage will be 40%, also part of Fayetteville's energy action plan.
And landfills have emissions associated with them, carbon dioxide and methane, which methane is a much more harmful greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So we've got to get more of our waste diverted from the landfill. We've got to do a better job capturing all of the recyclables.
Fayetteville's Energy Action Plan calls for expanding public transit, creating more bike and walking trails, installing solar arrays, constructing super energy efficient buildings and codes, and cultivating the city's urban forests and other carbon capture systems. The Energy Action Plan includes a diverse stakeholders group comprised of utility reps, energy policy experts, academia, environmental groups like the Sierra Club, City Council members, and Citizens Climate Lobby.
So we tried to build as broad a stakeholder group as possible. We also included many city divisions and departments.
Planners also held public meetings to secure feedback and address any concerns.
You know, what is this going to mean in terms of greater regulation or limiting development across the city? But I think what this really represents is an opportunity to do a better job, to be smarter about the way we develop, to create regulation that encourages the type of development that we want at the density that we want, that is energy efficient, that consumes less fossil fuels moving forward, so that we can bring down those greenhouse gas emissions. And I would add, this is also an opportunity for job creation in Fayetteville and throughout the area. The energy efficiency sector, those are jobs for engineers, those are jobs for carpenters, for folks in the construction trade, adding insulation, building homes that are more energy efficient, retrofitting buildings, insulating those buildings. There are also jobs in the clean energy sector, installing solar panels. Electricians are needed to do those jobs.
Low-income residents, he says, will also be served under the plan.
What we want to do is try and leverage the existing utility company programs through Ozarks Electric, through Southwestern Electric Power Company, and through Black Hills Energy, which offer incentives to make energy efficiency upgrades or loans to make energy efficiency upgrades.
This summer, Nierengarten traveled to a clean energy summit in Golden, Colorado at the National Renewable Energy Lab hosted by the Sierra Club. He says such gatherings are critical now, given the Trump administration has abandoned both the U.S. Clean Power Plan and withdrawn from the International Paris Climate Agreement to reduce global carbon emissions.
And so the strategy is that essentially if there is not going to be a federal-led effort to reduce carbon emissions for the United States, that we'll have to take a decentralized approach to reducing carbon emissions. And cities and states and corporations and universities across the country have banded together to work together to pledge to continue to do that.
Arkansas Sierra Club Director Glenn Hook says he's impressed by how quickly the city of Fayetteville assembled a working clean energy plan timeline.
They've done the heavy lifting. We brought the idea and we connected the city with some resources on how to do things. But every city's just a little bit different on how they could get this to this goal. And so this is uniquely a Fayetteville plan that's going to work well for the city of Fayetteville. We couldn't be more proud of them for doing it. We're glad to be a part of it, but really all credit goes to the city leaders in Fayetteville.
Arkansas Sierra Club is calling on all cities in Arkansas to commit to a 100% clean energy timeline. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
At ozarksatlarge.com, you can find a link to the city of Fayetteville's Energy Action Plan, as well as other links related to this and other stories you hear on our program.